Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Now, Saturday the 3rd of September at 8 o'clock, it's the Solo Beatles down at the Essex Arms, Worley Hill in Brentwood, celebrating the music of John, Paul, George and Ringo after they went their separate ways and performed songs like Got My Mind Set on You, My Love, Photograph, Just Like Starting Over, Band on the Run, My Sweet Lord and Imagine. There'll be over 2 hours of fantastic music. It costs just a fiver to get in, so get yourself down to the Essex Arms on Saturday night to see the Solo Beatles and stay right there to hear them in a few seconds.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
It's Bob Simpson on 123. Now, whilst there are many tribute bands playing the music of the Beatles, the Solo Beatles are unique in bringing to life the studio material of the individual Beatles. Next Saturday, their band bring their music to the Essex Arms in Brentwood, and they join me now. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hello. Lovely to see you again. Nice to see you. After what, about 7 months or 8 months,
yes.
I think, yeah.
Just before Christmas.
That's right, it was. Now, we should say, of course, that we only have three of you here today, as the band is a five-piece.
Yep.
So what happens to the other two?
We decided just we were going to be the three tools today.
Three's a burden, man.
Yeah. I must just check your mic, Paul. Can you just, that's it, get a bit closer.
How's that?
Oh, that's better. Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so with us are Simon Sheehan, who normally performs vocals and acoustic guitar.
I do, yeah.
You do. And we've got Simon Cantwell, who's a keyboard.
Hiya.
And a few backing vocals as well, I think you do.
Yes, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, lead vocals? You do
I do
sing.
One song.
That's right. Yeah, what was that one? I can't
It's remember. Junior's Farm.
Ah, yes. Right, okay.
So be warned, if it's on the set list, stay clear.
And we've got Paul Nooney, complete with his authentic Hofner bass here.
Always here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's that is a real beauty, that is, isn't it? Yeah, you got that for Christmas, didn't you?
I did indeed, yes.
Oh, I bet you. Oh.
I've got a very loving family.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, very good. Paul McCartney's bass in the studio, eh? Brilliant. So, for anyone who hasn't heard of you before, it's an unusual project. Why the solo hits of the individual Beatles?
Well, there's so many normal Beatles tribute bands around.
Yeah.
We wanted to try and do something a little bit different. If there were no other Beatles tribute bands, we'd probably do that. But
yep.
The music is still great. It's a challenge to play. It's a little bit more sophisticated in places than some of the other stuff, particularly things like Live and Let Die.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a challenge to play, and it's very rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the first song you all learned together as a band then? When you first got together, you must have started somewhere.
Oh, blimey. Probably Jet.
Really?
I think.
Really? I would have thought that would be a difficult one to start.
Well, it's not the easiest.
Yeah.
You've got to start somewhere.
Yeah. And so how often do you sort of get together to practice?
It varies. Sometimes it's every weekend.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's every once in a month. It depends if we got bookings coming up and we need to sort of remember how to get things right.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
That's what we do.
To sharpen up a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Memory's a problem.
Well, I've much enjoyed seeing you perform live. I think it's three times now, and you seem to go to an awful lot of trouble to get the songs right, to get an authentic, accurate sound. Is that difficult to achieve?
Not with Simon.
No, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I spend hours trying to get all the sounds right,
right.
And often fail.
Okay.
Never.
And I mean, you've got a fantastic looking keyboard. I don't know anything about keyboards, but is that kind of a top of the range thing?
Well, that's my trusty Roland piano, an RD-800 for all you geeks out there.
Okay. And that does the job, does it?
That does the job with the piano sounds, yes. So I use two synthesizers as well.
I know.
Yeah.
I've never seen a band bring so much equipment to a gig. And the shame of it all, Simon, is that you kind of disappear in the corner behind it all, don't you? You can't really see you very well.
Well, that's probably the best thing, really.
Oh, I wouldn't agree with that. So you were last here back in December last year. What have you been the highlights for you since then? What have you been up to?
We went over to we played the Beatles Day down in Hastings. That was really good. That's always quite interesting to see that.
The third time I think we've done that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the kind of the variety of people, the different age groups of people that are kind of still loving the music of the Beatles still to this day, and it's a real, I don't know how strong their material is, and kind of the variation of the different bands that are playing there as well, and it's really nice to go down there and play in front of the people that we play in front of. You know, we've played in the second theatre down there, but it's great to play sort of in front of 100, 150 people, and
they're all Beatles fans, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no convincing anyone. It's fantastic,
and it's quite a massive event, isn't it? There's literally dozens of sort of Beatles tribute bands that play down there.
There's about 90 odd bands playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so, are you the only one that features the solo hits of the individual?
Generally
Beatles?
Speaking, yeah. There's a couple of bands that do one or two songs, but not exclusively.
We had a rival this year, actually. There was one in the main stage, and we were kind of giving them evil looks. I didn't play that right.
And so you played one set down there, did you?
It's just a very short set.
Right.
There's so many bands on, you can't get to play too long.
Good appreciative crowd, was it?
Fantastic,
good, excellent. Well, there's only three out of the five of you here today, so you're going to play a stripped-down version of one of the songs you perform. What are you going to perform for us?
We'd love to do a version of Imagine for you, if you don't mind.
Right, so it's the solo Beatles with their version of John Lennon's Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you can join us. And the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you could join us.
Oh, how good was that? Fantastic stripped-down version of John Lennon's Imagine. Of course, on the night, there'll be a five-piece band. We've only got a three-piece here at the moment, so there'll be drums and more guitars. It's 1-2-3 on Phoenix FM with me, Bob Simpson, and my lovely guests, the Solo Beatles. Thanks very much, guys, for performing for us there.
No problem. Happy birthday, by the way, to Phoenix.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh. Yes, it was 20 years ago today.
We should have sung Happy Birthday.
Yeah, you could have done, yes. Now, Simon Cantwell, keyboards.
Yes, sir.
You just came off the keyboard and sort of gave us the vibes that you were really nervous doing that. Now, you've had a lifelong career in music. You've worked with some top artists. And you're nervous coming in here?
Oh, yes. So if you've only got one shot at getting it right, it's a bit like being in the recording studio. Yeah. You know, you don't want to make any mistakes.
Absolutely.
And you tense up and you start shaking. And it's just nice when you get to the end of it.
Oh, well, it was fantastic. It was a great performance from all of
you.
So thanks very much. Now, it's pretty obvious that you must all be great Beatles fans as well as great musicians.
Yeah,
and I'm guessing that at least one of you wasn't even born before the Beatles broke up. Would that be right?
I think that was probably Simon Kentwell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's very kind.
So what introduced you to the music and why did you become fans? Simon Kentwell first.
Well, I mean, it was my era. I was at school, though, when the Beatles were at their height. So really, you know, the Beatles were it, as far as my contemporaries are concerned, yes.
Okay, well then we'll come to the man who I guess probably wasn't born before the Beatles broke up.
I can confirm that.
No, I thought you might be. So how did you get into the Beatles?
I mean, I was born 5 years after, well, 4 or 5 years, depending on which date you look at, after the Beatles split up. I mean, it was just totally my parents' fault. They had the albums. I worked out how to work the record player at a very young age, and wore my copy, or their copy, of A Hard Day's Night Out in a matter of months.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it was around you. The music was around you.
Oh, completely.
You as a
child. Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
I
was going to say both my parents were really big Beatles and Stones fans, and they just kind of, it all just really rubbed off.
Sure. How about you, Paul?
I remember when I was at school, when I was about 6 or 7, and a group of us at school would say, oh, let's form a band, and we kept thinking of names of animals, the animals, and the Beatles, all the different sort of connotations we could think of.
Yeah.
And I said at the time, well, I'll play guitar because it's not that difficult. Not even having picked up a guitar, I have no idea. I was aware of the Beatles when I was at school. I remember my mum had the mail order catalogues that you get.
Yeah.
And the Beatles Blue Album came out in 73.
Okay.
And I ordered that, and that really solid, it reinforced the music.
Yeah.
I got Red Rose Speedway. At the time, which is McCartney and Wings.
Yep.
And that got me interested in the solo stuff, and then it came Walls and Bridges, and I built up.
I bought
everything I could get of all of them.
Right, yeah.
And I was just addicted.
Yeah.
Just bitten by it.
That's it, yeah. Well, that's how you get. I think for me, it was I went to Saturday Morning Pictures when I was probably about 9, and they showed A Hard Day's Night.
Fantastic.
That was it.
My grandma used to work in the cinema in Bristol,
and
we went into the cinema, and we used to get in for free.
Yeah.
It was a great and they did a double showing of Hard Day's Night and Help.
Oh, great.
And I went to that. So I was fully aware of what was happening in the 60s, but my formative time for actually playing music didn't happen until that little bit later.
Okay, yeah.
I kind of worked out that I've got all of the Beatles albums on both tape, LP, the first pressing of CD, then when they remastered them, I bought them again, and then I bought the mono box set and the stereo box set as well.
Man's dream.
I am. I'm either a collector maniac or a kleptomaniac.
There's no hope for you, Simon. No hope at all.
None.
Right, now, I want a little competition now. I want to know who's got the closest to a real live Beatle, all right? Have you been to any concerts or anything, Simon, or...?
I've seen Paul McCartney at Earl's Court
about
6 years ago.
Right, so how far away do you think you were?
90 feet,
about
something
90
like
feet.
That.
Okay, Simon?
McCartney again, twice from the perspective of closeness. I was very lucky to be 3 rows back at the O2.
Fantastic.
Or the other one was I won tickets on Radio 6, 6 Live, to go and see him do his release of his new album, the latest album he's got, at the studios in London that escaped my
okay.
He was about as far away as you are from me now.
Fantastic. I think you're winning. What about you, Paul?
I can beat that.
Really?
Of course. Why did we ever doubt that?
I work in breakfast television.
Okay.
And at one point in time, I used to put pin microphones on people.
Okay.
And I took a microphone from Ringo Starr.
Ah, fantastic.
Touching Distance.
Fantastic.
And also Julian Lennon.
Okay, yeah.
So I've mic'd up Julian Lennon as well. So.
I've sat in Paul McCartney's office once. Wow. He wasn't there. I did sit there.
Was he aware you were sitting in his office?
I don't think he was, actually, no.
Oh. No, I mean, had you broken in?
Well, I do have Ringo's autograph shortly before he stopped giving autographs.
Oh, fabulous.
Peace and love.
Oh, yeah. Well, you all beat me then. I've come within range of Paul McCartney a couple of times at concerts, and I was probably 100 feet away. Mm. But I have shaken hands with a man who shook hands with three of the Beatles. So.
My dad had a very a funny story. So he pulled up into a pub in Surrey one day, and there was a big funny-looking Rolls Royce sitting outside the pub.
Right.
And he said he walked in, and there were these two Asian bodyguards, and biggest people he'd ever seen in his life. And standing over by the dartboard was John Lennon playing darts.
Amazing.
He proceeded then to buy everyone in the pub a drink, and he signed a beer mat, which he sadly lost.
Oh dear, no! Oh, that's a tragedy. That is. Oh dear. Now I know that Paul here has a bit of an encyclopedic knowledge of the history of the Beatles, and I know he's been dreading this.
Yeah.
So we might have to help him through it, but I don't think so. I've got a short quiz for you. They're pretty hard questions for anyone who isn't a diehard fan, but. Well, let's just see how you get on, all right? There's only three questions,
right,
all
okay.
right? Number one, who is Alan Williams?
Alan Williams was the first manager up in Liverpool and who got them the gig over in Hamburg.
Fantastic. I knew there'd be no hesitation here. I knew you'd know this. I think this next one is probably the hardest question. In November 1960, why did Paul McCartney and Pete Best spend a night in jail in Germany?
They burnt down a cinema where they had been having digs. I won't mention how they burnt it down, but
that's all right. Spot on, absolutely spot on. The Beatles were staying.
Well, they were accused of it, so we say.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. They were staying in a cinema where the accommodation was basic and sanitary facilities minimal.
Baby Keno's cinema.
That you even know the name of it? See, I should have made these harder.
With the master.
They were moving out, but it was dark, and they wanted to gather their belongings. And as there were no lights, they set lit to an object. Yeah. Different accounts mention rags, a wall tapestry, or a condom attached to a nail.
Yeah.
There wasn't any damage, but the manager of the cinema was furious, and he told the police that the Beatles had attempted to set fire to the place. And so that's 2 out of 2. Let's see if you can make it 3 out of 3. At 7 minutes 11 seconds, which Beatles single held the record for being the UK's longest number one single until 1993?
Well, the B-side was Revolution and the A-side was Hey Jude, and it was the first single on the Apple record label from the Beatles.
How about that? Brilliant.
I've got one for you, Bob.
I knew you would.
I've got one for you. What's the connection between Brentwood School,
oh my goodness,
Casualty,
oh my,
and Paul McCartney?
I haven't got the foggiest, not a clue. Go on.
Paul McCartney's keyboard player is a guy called Paul Wicks Wickens.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. And he did the music for Casualty, the opening music between 2005 and 2010.
Right.
And he's from Brentwood, and he went to Brentwood School.
Fantastic. You wait till you come in next time. I'm going to make them so much harder. Well done, Paul. You passed. Excellent. Right, cool. It's amazing. We're running out of time, but it doesn't matter. We'll keep going. We've got 8 minutes to the news. If we haven't finished by then, we'll just carry on after the news. How about that? Okay, getting back to the band now. You've got a great repertoire of existing songs. Do you sort of add to them as you go along?
We've obviously got a finite list of things we can
you
play.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
But we've got, how many would you say we've got now?
We've got, I think, about 42, 43, something like that.
I mean, we kind of...
And we only used 32 on the night. That's just over 2 hours.
So we try to rotate them, which is kind of why we come, Paul was saying about the rehearsals on a regular basis, because you kind of have a song that we haven't played for about a year or so, and we kind of think, all right, okay, we'll put it into the set list.
Okay.
Because
of
the intricacies and the orchestration, well, it's mostly stuff that Simon's got to deal with. I just kind of plug in, turn up, and, well, very late, and turn up and just bash it out. But these guys have got lots and lots of things to learn.
Right. Do you each have a favourite Beatle, and is there sort of competition between you to get certain songs into the set? Do you sort of have arguments over it?
I think Sadabaya's got a big thing about George Harrison, definitely.
Oh, he definitely likes George Harrison.
Yeah.
I like them all.
Yeah.
If you were to push me and say, do I have a favourite, it's probably McCartney.
Okay.
But then the next day it might be Lennon.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
I grew up thinking Lennon, but the last few years I've really gone to McCartney. And
yes.
But yeah, I do enjoy playing the Paul McCartney songs because they're a bit rockier, and it's kind of, although my background is kind of singing Beatlesy type songs, I kind of played in a few rock bands over the years, and it's kind of more akin to the rockier stuff anyway, obviously.
Right. Okay. All right, well, I think it's time we heard some more music from you. This time it's a recorded song, but recorded live at the Essex Arms.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I would think this is a really difficult song to play. It's Paul McCartney's Coming Up, but it's a great version you do of it. I mean, I'm not a musician. Is this a difficult one?
The keyboard bit's incredible. It's,
yes, there's a bit of keyboards in there that's almost impossible.
Really?
I haven't mastered it yet, as you will hear.
It's quite funny, because if you listen to the track, as Simon plays it for the first time, he plays it all successfully, and I give him a little cheer at the end of when he plays it.
Okay, well, let's hear it now. So the solo Beatles recorded are going to be on Saturday night, and Paul McCartney's Coming Up.
I'm not afraid to
Absolutely fantastic recording of a fabulous performance by the solo Beatles live at the Essex Arms. And of course, you're back there next Saturday, guys. You looking forward to it?
Oh, indeed we are, yes.
Yeah, it's. I'm looking forward to it. I've got two dates that night. I've got to go to a Phoenix FM presenters meeting, first of all, and then I'm coming on to you. So the first one's
Do you want us to come to the meeting?
No, because there'll be less sausage rolls for me. The most fantastic sausage rolls supplied by On A Plate, one of our advertisers. I've never tasted anything like it. They're amazing. And then, of course, I'll be coming on to the Essex Arms for some great music and beer. So,
fantastic.
What a night. Okay. We were going to talk to Simon. Now, Simon, you know, two-hour performance, it's tiring for anyone, but the guys surrounding you, you know, they're plonking a bass or they're plonking a keyboard or they're plonking a guitar. Maybe Bob on the drums might get a bit tired. But you're putting heart and soul. They'll put heart and soul into it. But you know
exactly
what I mean. To do those vocals and the way you sing requires a lot of energy, doesn't it? You kind of put. You don't just sort of sing.
That's me. You do.
There's some real volume and content.
Oh, it's definitely volume.
Yeah, yeah.
I try and give it a bit of welly, to be honest with you. You know, you can't do these things by half. I mean, sometimes you don't want to give it your everything, but you know, it's a performance, isn't it? So you got to give it as much as you can in the set situation that you've got. I mean,
yeah. Do you have to do regular vocal exercises to keep that going?
It involves drinking, I think, doesn't it?
arm beer exercises is the only exercise.
So it comes naturally to
it
you?
It does, yeah. I've always been able to do it. I'm very lucky in that, to a certain extent, I've got kind of a certain amount of it naturally. I've never really had any singing lessons. I've kind of been to a couple and kind of just left baffled. But, it's just something I've always been able to do. I always, I think it's the last time, I akin my singing style to the art of pushing a watermelon through a sieve. If I can force it hard enough, it'll be fine. But thankfully, it doesn't give up on me that often, so it's all good.
Yeah, well, it's always a fantastic performance.
That's very
from
kind.
All of you. Now, we've mentioned right at the start there's only three of you, and we did say about where are the other two today, but perhaps as they're not here, you ought to tell us a little bit about them. Tell us about Bob the drummer.
Oh, what can I say about Bob? Bob's one of the original members of the band, I think.
He is,
really?
Yeah, he's a fantastic guy. He's always solid at the back, and he's obsessed about his timekeeping. It's really funny. He gets very upset if we kind of tell him at the end of songs if he's played stuff a little faster or a little slower.
He's probably listening. Don't say too much.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, I was about to, before I was interrupted there, say that it's a very, very rare occurrence that he does deviate from, and he does like a click track. So he's very, very good at that, and one of the best drummers I've worked with. Kind of being very consistent.
Right. He's also very dapper, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, he turns out beautifully, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's always looking very sort of sartorially elegant.
He's very proud of his Jeremy Corbyn hat that he wears. He's got like a Che Guevara type cap that he wears on stage for Power to the People. And
bought that in China, I think.
Yeah,
right.
That's
and then
right, yeah.
You've got a great guitarist as well. And forgive me if I pronounce the name wrong. It's Sabadadhaya, is it? Or something? I don't know.
Sabadabaya.
Sabadabadu.
I beg your pardon, yeah. But great guitarist, and another person who's really spent his life with music, hasn't he?
Yes, yeah. He's the newest member of the band.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And was a godsend with his playing. It was just...
he's great.
It's off the scale, really, as far as I'm concerned. It's just such a joy to listen to him. And there was... What was the... last time we played the Essex Arms, I think it was, he suddenly went into a bit of smoke on the water at the end of one of his solos.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yes,
there's a nice humour there as well, which is great.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so it's the Essex Arms on Saturday. What's coming up for you after that?
We're in the Black Horse in Chelmsford in November.
Right.
It was the next one of that. And we're back at... Essex Arms again in December.
Right, okay. We've got to get you some more gigs, haven't we?
Yeah,
definitely.
2017 Diaries wide open. So
okay. Well, if there's any venues out there who'd like to be entertained by the solo Beatles, I'm sure if they got in touch.
Happy
to do weddings, bar mitzvahs, and circumcisions.
All right. Well, on that line then.
And funerals.
Oh, yeah.
On that note, you better give us some contact details then.
The easiest way is via the website, which is www.solobeatles.com.
Right.
It's thesolobeatles@mail.com.
Right.
You can also get us on our Facebook page as well, which we're part of the vain.net society, so we come and like our page.
Yep, on Facebook, and you're on Twitter as well, aren't you? But Facebook, all you need to do is search for the Solo Beatles.
That's right,
and that will find you. And you are at the Solo Beatles on Twitter. Right, okay. Well, I'm very much looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah,
it's, we are. It's 7.30 for 8 o'clock, isn't it? I think you start performing at 8 o'clock down at the Essex Arms, Worley Hill in Brentwood. And you're celebrating the music of John, Paul, George and Ringo after they went their separate ways. There'll be a full set, songs like Got My Mind Set On You, My Love, Photograph, Just Like Starting Over, Band On The Run, My Sweet Lord, and as we've just heard, Imagine.
We are doing one or two actual Beatles songs.
Oh, are you?
This weekend. Ooh. Yeah, just mixing it up just a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Would you care to let us into what they are, or is it going to be a surprise? Okay, it's going
to
be a surprise.
We could tell you, but we'd had to kill you.
Okay.
And we have no way of killing the listening audience.
Okay, well, I will be there to find out for myself. So, and it's just a fiver, complete bargain, and hope it goes really well, guys. And
thank you
for coming in on our birthday.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
It's a pleasure,
birthday.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we should have got you to play that one, but never mind. What we can do is play a recording that you made for us exclusively last year. And one of my favourites out of all the ones you did, actually, it's Paul McCartney's Every Night. So thanks again, and I'll see you Saturday, and hopefully you come back and see us another time soon.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you.
Wanna go out, get out of my head. Every day I don't wanna get up, get out of my bed. Every night I wanna play out. Every day I wanna do, but tonight I just wanna stay in me.